Am I the jerk? Let's find out, shall we? Got a lot of them this week, but let's continue to bring them in. Let's go. Am I the jerk? 1310@gmail.com. Gentlemen, what is up? I was leaving a sporting goods store the other day and got stopped by kids trying to sell discount cards to fund their sports team. The discounts applied to several restaurants in the area, but none that I would ever eat at. I reluctantly pulled out my phone and sent the money digitally to the kid. After seeing the payment go through, the kid ran off to the next person exiting the store. There was no thank you, fist bump, or appreciation for me buying the discount card. I even looked over to the parent that was out there supervising and got nothing from them. On the drive home, the lack of appreciation really started to bother me. At a young age, I knew if anyone gave me anything, especially a stranger, that you say thank you. Once I was home, I saw that the payment had not yet been accepted, and I was able to cancel it. Am I the jerk?
Wow. That's kind of awesome, actually. I don't really blame the guy. It feels like I want to say he's the jerk, but at the same time, especially for the parent, not to. I can understand the kid gets excited. Oh, we're supposed to do all this. I can get that.
And you're trying to run.
Especially
to
they're
someone
probably
else.
Like 8 or 10 years old.
Yeah, don't know the age.
But the parent.
Let's put it out there. That is 100% jerk activity.
1,000%.
Is a 100% jerk.
The parent
because
should.
Because just going to check and see if the charge went through, you were going to try and cancel no matter what.
But I can even see it bothering you on the way home. Like, I can't believe that no one was appreciative
right,
of
yeah.
a total stranger giving money and helping you out.
Okay, the parents
the least
there for
you
a reason.
Do.
So he did not just give this child something out of the goodness. He got something back for it, which he knew what it was prior to purchasing it.
But you still would. You want someone to be appreciative of your generosity. I didn't have to do this. I don't care
right.
if I'm getting something out
but
of it.
It's not like there's a law about it. They don't
no, it's
have
not a law.
To thank you. And they did give you something
it.
In
I'd
return.
I'd have just been like, never mind. Thanks.
And I would just probably.
Yeah, because he kept the discount card they gave him.
Right.
Like, I'd be back like, never mind. And then maybe that's where you go, hey, all it takes is a thank you. I appreciate it. And I'd have been happy to do it for you. But apparently you guys don't really care.
There was an exchange of commerce there. Like, they asked him to purchase something, he bought it, they gave it to him. That's sort of the end of it. Like, yeah, it would be nice if there were niceties along with it, but that's outside of the transaction.
You have consequences and repercussions for your actions, and if you're not going to be appreciative of someone trying to help you, yes, even an 8-year-old, that's when you start.
To me, it's more to the parent, because there's a parent there supervising, and the parent is there to supervise and, hey guys, make sure you thank everybody,
even a hand up,
like, hey, we appreciate you.
If you're in traffic, and I know it's not a law that if you let someone in and they don't acknowledge or say thank you, but you're still pissed that they didn't. You're still pissed that I'm not going to let anyone else in because you didn't even say just a hand raise.
So my list is over now.
That's all you have to do. So while I understand the frustration of the lack of acknowledgement about helping out, you can't cancel
the thing. You can bitch about it, but like to cancel.
Because you do still have the card. It's almost like
you
got to
take
the card
back
without,
if you're going to cancel it. Yeah.
And he knew what he was getting into. He just got butthurt because an 8-year-old wanted to go continue making money for their team.
But I'm kind of with Matt. If they're a parent supervising, you definitely need to just acknowledge thank you. And that's it. That's all you need.
So maybe the solution here is say something to that parent, because
yeah, I mean, it's not the kid.
The process isn't going to change without
it's a parenting thing.
The parenting thing happening.
Right. That's true. That's true.
So I don't. I feel like he's punishing the child.
I know it is. You're looking and it hasn't gone through. You just boop, can't cancel. And then the kid has, he's
comes
like,
up $12 short.
Right. It's like a drawer in
right,
a
restaurant.
Right, because
he's writing all of these
things
down
right.
and coloring in a little like a fill-up thing to show his progress.
All right, here we go. I was eating at an airport terminal waiting for my flight. My burger and fries was in a cardboard container. I proceeded to squirt all my ketchup in one spot like I always do so I can dip my fries. While I'm doing that, I noticed this guy with his wife and kid. They kept looking at me. I think nothing of it. Continue to eat. After I finish my meal, when I go to get up, all that ketchup had leaked through the box into my pants and onto the floor. I'm now pissed. I immediately look at him and want to let him have it, but his wife and kids saved him. Am I the jerk? He could have easily said something.
He's in a super bad situation. He's got stain on his pants.
Yeah. Hopefully it's just really ketchup. I mean, that's...
He was dancing with some girl, yeah. And he said, oh, no, it's ketchup, guys.
Dude.
You don't... I would have said something.
You gotta let someone know if they don't know, and they're just
dripping ketchup. Especially if you're staring at them.
Right.
Like, you're staring right at the guy. It's odd. Like, you see it happening. Just say, hey, man.
Like, hey, man, yo, your ketchup is coming out the bottom of the box. Oh, man, thank you very much.
As he's just happily dipping fries.
Just eating. Just, man, this is the best burger I've ever had. And all of a sudden, now he has stains down his leg.
Yeah, those people are the jerk.
Absolutely.
How could you not say something?
Because you don't know.
Why are we so awkward with strangers? We have lost our ability to speak to people we don't know.
Strangers? I'm afraid to tell my wife she's got something on her face because every time I do, she's like, why didn't you tell me something earlier?
I just noticed it. You can get rid of it. That's easy. If you're afraid of that, then you're just afraid of your woman.
Yeah.
Like, it's obvious, right? Like,
What do you think I'm doing over here?
Yeah, I'll tell her in a minute. I'll tell any one of you guys. Oh, you got something. Yeah,
saving face. I'll look at him, just kind of wipe one side of my face.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
I'm tired of looking at that. Wipe it off.
What's wrong with you?
It's worse if it's like a booger or something.
No,
like,
that's
you got a bug hanging out. Please get rid of it. I can't handle this.
And I will tell every one of you, I don't care how awkward the situation is, please tell me if there's something hanging out of my nose, like somebody on a jungle gym or something. Monkey bars.
Just don't do it like you do your kids if they've got one hanging out of there and you just kind of get it.
Yeah, no, don't reach out and get it. I'll pop you in the face if you do that. But
oh, hey, Donnie, let me just get this one.
Hey, man, come here. Let me get you for a second. Oh, you just like your parent. Yeah,
lick
the thumb and
I'd let you do it. I'd be curious to see if you would. Doesn't bother me at all. You gonna pick my nose, knock yourself out.
Kind of just sticks his face out there like, all right, let's go.
Hey, bring it in. Come here a second.
It's like if you bite your nails and somebody goes, oh, you want to bite mine and give them to me. Like, not really. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever.
Give them to
you. Yeah,
I don't know if you can bite somebody else's nail. It's really strange. Have you ever tried?
I've seen a dog bite somebody's toenails off.
Yeah. I've never seen that. What?
Have I tried? I don't think I've ever been asked that question before in my 54 years of living. That's a new one. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
I do serve a purpose. Yes.
Put your hand over there. See if you can gnaw on those fingers.
Yeah, no. I'm fine with
that. You have worked on stopping biting mine.
So, you know what? Yes, the guy that's staring at you watching ketchup just drip onto your pants and all over the floor 1,000% is the biggest jerk in the whole wide world.
Yeah. I can't imagine
seeing
that.
Help your fellow stranger out.
Right.
He has burger grease going down his elbows. He's just all
He's a mess. He's a mess.
He's an absolute mess. And you're watching him be a mess of a person and not doing anything about it. You, sir, who did not help, you are a complete jerk. I work in the aviation industry as a mechanic. I get to see airplanes inside and out and love everything about them. On a recent flight with my wife and 4-year-old daughter, I asked the flight attendant if my daughter and I could go up and see the flight deck after the flight. She asked the pilots and they said, of course. We went up there after the flight, looked around, talked to the captain, and had a great visit. Problem is, my daughter had zero interest in going up there. I just wanted to see the cockpit of this aircraft type, as I had never seen one up close, but didn't want to ask if I could go up there by myself. My wife claims it was a jerk move, so am I the jerk for using my 4-year-old daughter as an excuse to go look at the flight deck after our flight? P.S. My daughter loves airplanes too, but that particular flight she was tired and didn't have any interest in seeing the cockpit.
I don't think so.
That's what you have kids for.
Benefit of having kids.
Yes.
You don't want to be somewhere. Oh, I got to get to my kids.
100%.
That's why you're married.
You do it all the time. Oh, I can't make it. I have my son.
Sorry. My wife, man.
Right.
She makes me so sick. Like, I couldn't get out. Like, she just wouldn't do anything.
And I'm so mad about this.
I mean, it's not like
I really wanted to be there for you.
I'm with my feet up, just enjoying a nice drink, not going anywhere.
Just to go to the cockpit. Not a big deal. It's not like he's trying to get in a Chuck E. Cheese. Just wanted to go see the inside of an airplane. Although they probably would have let him if he was like, hey, I work in aviation.
Right.
You know, I'm around planes all day. I've never seen this type of plane. Could I possibly see that?
I'm sure they would 100% like, would have. If you use that.
Most airlines are pretty cool.
Yeah.
But using the kid and the kid's just not really paying attention. You know, they're side-eyeing him as he walks out. Like, what is this guy
He's just
about?
Stepping over the kid, pushing out the way. Could you excuse me for a second?
Oh, look.
Check this out.
Get out of here. Wow. You guys have the new ones in here. Nice.
All right. One last one. Greetings, gentlemen, because this is time specific on this one.
Okay.
For the past 2 years, I was the house to visit on Halloween.
full-size candy bars, chips, and mini Gatorades or bottled water. But last year ruined it for me. Grown adults showed up with no kids and grocery bags. Kids tried sneaking extra candy when I turned my back. A parent asked for a cup of water, then left the aluminum cup shredded on my lawn. One kid even called me a bitch because I only had one flavor of Gatorade, and the parents said nothing. After that, I decided not to hand out anything this year. I mentioned it at work, and a new mom got upset, saying I was "what's wrong with the holidays," quote, and ruined it for the good trick-or-treaters. So, am I the jerk for sitting this one out?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, I'm probably sitting it out in my neighborhood that I'm surrounded by Halloween people, and they told me there's going to be hundreds of kids coming through, and I was like, nope.
Not in my house.
I got to find something to do tomorrow night, because it's not going to be that.
You know, you get, it's, you have the freedom to choose if you want to do candy or not. And if you've had a bad experience, right? If you want to take a year
exactly.
off or the rest of the years off, that is well
it's
within
your
purview.
It's not up to you to provide cavities to children.
You're not providing cavities, but I see what you're saying.
Okay, so how about this? I'll stay home tomorrow night and I'll pass out mini bags of kale.
I mean, you could do that.
Am I the jerk or am I, hey, hopefully this starts you on your healthy journey.
Well, you don't want to wake up Saturday morning.
Yeah, no,
with your house just
if you're not the jerk,
and
you're going to find me.
I would not do that. But man, it is like when you live in
Matt
a neighborhood
just makes
like
his,
that.
He makes his wraps and he hands out wraps.
Sorry, kid, we're out of turkey.
Not,
this one just
this
has sauerkraut in it.
This is way more expensive than a candy bar. Trust me, the ingredients in this all organic, deliciousness. Come on.
Fun for all ages, right there.
I can
there.
See a kid just digging through this and like, what is this?
Oh my God,
tortilla?
Is that sauerkraut?
But the coworker to say she's ruining it for the good trick or treaters.
That's so silly.
Seems like it's a little much.
Yeah, why don't you come to my neighborhood and hand out
I
candy?
Want you do exactly what she's doing.
Take up the mantle if
right.
you like it so
and
much.
It is, I did not know the pressure. I've had a house, we've rented homes. I've lived in neighborhoods. Never have I lived in a neighborhood where you're like, my God, we've got to put something out in the yard. Like, we have to. We're the only house on the street that doesn't. So finally, I got some Halloween. Like, there's two skeletons in our yard now and some things.
So you buckle to the pressure.
Boy, I can't wait to drive by your house in 3 years when you've got, like, a whole haunted house
no, that
out
won't
there.
Happen.
He's out there.
That won't happen. I was like, we got to have.
It's not an inflatable that's out front every
Whoa.
Night. It's
We got to have
Looking
something
like
out there.
That's in front of gas
it's station. Zombie mad.
I thought about doing that. Like digging a hole in my front yard to where I could just like pop out of the ground.
Why don't you hand out the books you've already read?
That was awesome.
That'd be great.
Because they're all on here.
Aw, dang.
I do Kindle.
Hand out digital copies.
I
could
hand
QR
out.
Code.
I could. Here's my favorite quote from this book that I read
oh,
today.
God. Written on the back of a piece of paper wrapped yeah, around a piece of kale.
Yeah. Then just a little, one of the little sample
like,
sizes, just
they,
a sip.
Are those coconut sprinkles? No, that's sauerkraut.
Ooh, great way to get rid of your beers.
Yeah. Oh my God. Trust me. I thought about doing that. Maybe I will.
You should. Honestly, if you do candy, you should hand out the beers that you don't want to the dads.
That's a good idea. I could sit out and be like, hey, this is just take what you want, but then they'll pick it up. Hey, what the hell is scotch ale? What is that?
Why is it so spicy?
Just drink
I thought
it.
This was a beer.
I don't think anyone will complain if they just reach down to get a beer. No one's going to pick it up and go,
oh my
red
God.
Ale?
No, we've 100%
no.
had people give us like fireball shots as we're
yeah.
walking through the neighborhood. Like,
so when
that.
Did this turn into just a drinking fest? Has this been
oh, it's always
the
been
case
a drinking
the whole
fest.
Time?
It's a Friday night.
Yeah, no.
In, no, well, not.
Oh, Halloween in general.
Halloween.
Right.
In the streets, I think it started
yeah.
like 5, 10. It's about the same
feels
time that,
way.
That the decorations exploded, about
yeah.
5, 10 years ago.
I think people realize. My God, we can use this as an excuse to drink.
And then the girl tumbler cups became so popular,
yeah.
and they're like, we can walk around with anything in this. Nobody can see.
Why let St. Patrick's Day have all the fun?
Right.
We need more drinking holidays. There should be one a month.
Plus the traditional college kid drinking night right. of Halloween, and then, you know, we just didn't grow up. We just kept drinking.
What do they say? Like, is it the night before Thanksgiving is the biggest
yep.
drinking day
yes.
of the year?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
So St. Patrick's Day... Thanksgiving Eve
right.
and anymore. Halloween.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. Okay. New Year's Eve.
Memorial
is
Day.
Also.
People go and drink.
I don't feel like that's
no.
one of where
Cinco
you just...
Cinco de Mayo. Margaritas and Mexican lagers, perhaps.
July 4th, we're abstaining a little bit because of the fireworks. Not mean. Much.
Hmm. All right. That's Am I the Jerk for this week.
That's a good one.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com is where you send in those submissions. And we do it every Thursday at 9:55.